Motorcycle Man.
Oh. You got to tilt your mic back the other way.
What?
No, the microphone on the. You can do it that way too. Yeah, you can. Don't do. No. This is what we pay you for?
How's that now?
No,
is that
no, good? That's not. No. You know, anyway, there is a problem with that.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there's a.
No. Facing the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah, that is.
Like that? Like that? Is that good?
Do I even bother trying to explain? No. Let's
talk. Got to get mics where I could just talk anywhere I want.
Yeah,
I
will.
So you got to talk it on in this direction, looking this way.
They're never happy, are they, too? They're never happy. Everybody's sound effects working okay? I see yours isn't up.
I don't know. You keep saying that, too. I got to talk to it in a certain way, but...
I know. It's fine.
It can pick it up even, no matter which way I talk it to.
Two years again.
How come you get a boom bar?
You have one. You just...
That's what I said. What are you telling me I don't have one
for? You got to bend it. See, like this. You have to grab it with your hand and bend it. It's good. That's good. Now turn it towards you. And you got to tilt the...
Tilt the microphone up. Tilt it up. He's not...
Wait, what am I doing?
Look, do that. How hard was that?
I'm telling you, not hard. I'm telling you, it
could
hear me if it's down. It hears me fine.
But we're just saying, keep it that way.
It's better that way.
Because then we can hear your boomy, sexy voice. That's what we want. Put it... Yeah. That's fine. What are you talking about? I don't know.
That's weird. It's like wobbly over here.
Yeah, we're wobbly everywhere.
That's because you got nails coming through here. That's why.
Yes, yeah. I know.
You gotta like get rid of those. It's dangerous.
I won't feel a thing. I'm not touching the table.
Yeah, we see. Yeah, that's fine. Nice. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Motorcycle Man Podcast. This is episode 176.
Yay!
And we are coming to you live from the V-Twin Cafe here in sunny downtown Cranford, New Jersey, where it's always sunny. It's always raining and chilly. But not here in the cafe.
No, not at all.
I am Ted, your host.
I can confirm that. He is Ted.
Can you really?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here, of course.
Yes, he is.
With Brother Tim.
Hello. Yeah.
Better late than never, right?
A little slow today, are we?
Yeah, we are. We're a little slow. That's the weather does it to you. And, of course, we're here with Chris the Joker. And we're actually shoeless today.
Shoeless.
Justin couldn't make it.
Get the fuck up!
And we're kind of moving slow today. It's all right. How's it going, boys?
It's going. It's just a very, very miserable weather.
It is a little.
It was nice out, half the weekend yesterday?
Yeah, well, we had a 4-day weekend. Thanksgiving.
The 4-day weekend, it felt like it was 2 days.
Well, you had off yesterday on Friday, right?
Yeah, okay. But it didn't feel like it. Like, I'm back to work already. Just like, where to go?
Yeah.
Did Tim, absolutely nothing.
Tim had to work, because that's what the post office does to people like him.
Oh, my God.
My only thing I got to do was ride yesterday.
Fuck you.
You'll be riding soon enough.
I'll be riding soon.
I did the Joker town tour yesterday.
You know what?
I did 30 miles, and all I did was Cranford, Westfield, Clark, Scotch Plains.
So you went outside of Cranford.
I did 30 miles just hitting those four towns.
How big is Cranford? Do you know what the square miles is?
Two square miles.
I would go down Springfield Avenue. I'd go around, come back all the way up, go all the way up to Clark, then go out to Scotch Plains, come back through Westfield, then go through Cranford, go back all the way up around Clark. I did 30 miles just going.
Did you go? You went through Garwood?
Yeah.
Garwood is like like 30 square feet.
Yeah, I think it's. I think it's realistically it's 1 square mile.
Yeah,
yeah, it's tiny, but you know, there's not, and there's something to be said for that. To doing that kind of a ride,
it was fun.
It's because there's no pressure. You're just cruising.
Well, like I was talking about earlier, I wanted to I was thinking of taking a great swamp ride. We're going swamp out to the Round Valley, but swamp the trees. The leaves on the ground.
The leaves are so bad.
When I left my place on the bike, I skipped around the corner. A little butthole clincher.
Did you get out of the saddle and then skip? Or did you skip?
Oh, the bike went. And make, I was an asshole because I wasn't paying attention to the leaves on the ground.
Did it make that noise too?
I did.
Did you check your shorts?
I was like,
wow. Yeah, man. God, the leaves are really bad this year.
I almost inadvertently tested out my crash bars that I now have on the bike. Nothing bad would have happened because it was a slow enough speed. The bike just would have dumped.
Yeah, your tires aren't pretty new on the bike though.
They're brand new. Yeah, I mean they're tires, since so. July.
Wow.
July.
Yeah, wow. And these are the. I mean, I'm not done with it. I got a long to go, and they still look brand new. And I went to Metzler's.
Yeah.
Instead of doing the Dunlops, and still look brand fucking new.
Do you know
like
how many miles?
Not even down on it.
And you know how many miles you have on the bike since you put those tires on?
I have $41,000.
No. How many miles have you put on?
$41,000.
What? If you did, things would be a lot different.
Yes, they would. No comment.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, how many miles have you put on the bike since you put the new tires on?
What am I, a scientist?
It doesn't take a scientist to write a number down.
I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Well, one should pay attention to that stuff.
Well, as I know, in the 3 years since I've had the bike, I've put on 31,000 miles.
What am I, Neil deGrasse Tyson?
All right, so
my bike's got 41,000 miles on it.
It's got 41?
Yep. And I bought the bike with 10,000.
Okay, so...
So I put 31,000 miles on it.
Okay. I've put on like a 53. I bought it with 26. So, hey. Good. I'm bad math right now. my brain is just not functioning today.
I don't hear anything. I was off today.
I got 27,000 miles. I had the 27,000 miles in 4 years.
How many miles did your bike have when you bought it?
I just said 26,000. Ding.
How much does it have on it now?
53. Yeah. It's been a bad year for me, for riding, for obvious reasons.
Yeah, well, you'll get it fixed soon enough. Yeah.
And your funds are almost there? Ready to go?
No. Because you know what happens when money sits around, man? Something comes along. It's you laugh at it, but I call it the Kettler curse. It's like you have money, and lo and behold, something crops up. That has to take.
See,
some
no,
that, of
that's
money.
Not a that's not a curse because that happens to me all the time. The only thing I do is when I have the money, I get shit. Don't care about anything else. Because I know that's going to happen to me too. Yeah. Where I'm going to like, oh, I can't do it. That's when you're going to buy something. You got the money then to buy it. Buy it.
Yeah, no,
don't think about it. Get it.
Yeah, well, you know,
because something will come up and then you're screwed.
That's what has happened. And I went from needing only $500 to now needing $1,000. So I have.
But how's the shit?
The bike barn is nearly done. I've posted pictures today on Facebook. It's nearly done. The only thing I have left to do really is the shingles, the roof shingles,
the shingles.
I got to do some trim work, latch handle, and some paint.
Dang.
And then inside, really, I have to just do some electrical work inside, and it'll be done.
Right.
But that part of it's going well. Once that is finished, I have made the command decision that I'm going to attempt to fix the bike myself.
No.
Yes, and the thing is I'm not going to do the hydraulic cam chain tensioners like I originally planned on doing.
Are you
going to
do the cheaper version?
I'm basically just going to replace the exact parts that are in there now. But to do it, and get a load of this, that cost of parts, for example, just to do the hydraulic, the parts alone are almost $700.
Wow.
Okay, just to replace it with the original parts, the whole thing is going to cost me maybe $200.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to do that. I've read enough documents. I've watched enough videos to know what needs to be done. So it's just going to be a step. I'm not going to try to rush through it in one day. I want to take my time. And
did
that's
you run
it.
Heat to the, into the...
That's going to happen, too.
Yeah, I was just talking
to
him about that.
I'm going
to
run some heat
I think you
today.
Should. Yeah. Because that make a great man cave.
I'm going to run a send and a return for the heat. And then I'm going to work
send
on my...
Send a TV in there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
going to
be
that. A cool hangout. Yeah. We'll do especially a heated.
As soon as the shed is done and I have the bike in there, I'm going to do it. I'm going to invest some of the money that I have left, and I'm going to get a motorcycle lift. Everybody's raving about the one that's available from Harbor Freight. You know, for $299 on sale, you get this motorcycle lift from Harbor Freight. So... It's got great reviews. In fact, the guy I work with has one. He says he loves it.
Really?
So, yeah. So I'm
that's
gonna
cheap,
get,
man.
I'm
because
gonna get
I know people that bought the you know the.
You can get the hydraulic ones for $1,000, man.
Yeah, that's what they get.
I'm
they
not
got,
doing that.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
If I had $1,000, I would just go get the bike fixed. But I'm going to do that. I like I said, I've researched all the numbers I need, all the parts that I need, and it's going to be relatively inexpensive. To do. It's just going to take some time. And like I said, I've watched and I have a guy I work with. He's done it before. So I have that resource, and of course I can always ping Justin's head, and I got a lot of people around me that can. What? What are you laughing? What? Oh, why you got to do that? What is wrong with you?
I need it. I didn't want to strain opening up the wrapper.
Oh, so smashing the chocolate with a pair of pliers is the objective thing to do. Because it's easier than just ripping the wrapper off. Okay.
It's very weak today.
So that's where I'm at with the bike. I guess I have a lot of resources I can pull from, and I have a service manual coming.
Well, that's
so
good.
To follow that, and
always
I have,
good thing to have.
Yeah, I have all that. Like I said, there's plenty of resources.
Would you get Climber?
No, it's actually the actual Harley Davidson service manual
for Softails, right?
For the exact bike I have.
See, I can't find it. You know what I find? I find
bucks.
My year, but says Softails.
Yeah, no, the one I have is for this bike. It's for the Twin Cam 88, and it's
because even though your bike and my bike are very similar. They're not identical.
Right. There are differences.
The engines are same.
Right.
How it's mounted, oil, stuff like that, same.
But
there's differences.
Well, I found the service manual for $99. So that's coming. I'm going to get that. And then again, I just have to buy. The only thing I still have left to do is I have to buy the rear tire and I have to get the new battery. Now I'm going to talk to you.
Are you doing that yourself?
What, the tires? I am taking the tires off. I'm doing it all myself. You know why? Because I advise, as I've said before, write this down, boys and girls. Finances dictate actions.
Yes.
And I am following that mantra right there, and so I am going to let my finances dictate what I can and cannot do. In this particular case, I am going to fix the bike myself. Now, seeing as how the weather is kind of crappy, ordinarily I would ride anyway once it's nice out and all that because I got the gear for it, but it's wintertime. Now's the ideal time to work on it, get it done. And if it takes me 12 weeks to do it, fine. It better not take me 12 weeks to do.
I hope not.
Dude, you watch some of the YouTube videos of guys repairing their bikes, especially your problem.
Yeah. Your fucking guy does it in like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no joke. And
I think the scariest
video.
Part is...
And he does it all in under an hour.
No, the question is why does it cost so much when you go to Harley? If it takes less than an hour... And you're only paying for an hour.
Well, because they
that's
do.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
that's
how,
what I'm
it's
saying.
How they're doing it. There's two ways that you can do this. You take the tank off. You take the heads off. You pull out the push rod. You do that. The other way you do it is you cut the push rods, and you put in adjustable ones. Because then you're just doing everything right here.
Right.
You're not taking. It all apart.
You know, because it looked fairly easy to me until it came to the point where the guy took a bolt cutter
and cut
and
the
cut the and I'm like, okay, I'm not doing it.
But, done.
I'm out.
Well, you know, it's funny because I was talking to the guy at work. And
but
he
makes it look easy. He cuts them into replace.
He said
them
that's the probably the most weirdest part is because here you are standing next to your motorcycle with these huge bolt cutters and you're using it on your motorcycle. That's like the weirdest part. But
well, I have bolt
a lot
cutters
of guys,
if you need them.
How big are they?
Oh, they're huge. Like that big.
No, I will be using them.
Yeah, he's got the bolt cutters for it.
Maybe I'll just buy my own because I'm probably, you know. Because now the thing is, I should get another 20. Well, put it this way. The cam chain tensioner that I have in the bike now has lasted 53,000 miles.
That's great.
Now, if I get the same service out of the new ones, I cannot complain about that. Even if I get 20,000 miles, that's still a lot. You know, and if I have to do it again in 20,000 miles, then so be it.
I mean, literally, you know? Think about it. If you just do it the standard way, like that one, there's that one, maybe watch the same video I did.
Yeah, probably.
Where he just said, you do this the quick way, and you'll get another 50,000 miles out of it. Or more. Like I said, even though it happened to you, it's not set in stone. You could end up redoing it and then get 100,000 miles out of the guy.
Right, and I've read documents where guys have gotten 15,000 miles out of it.
And guys have got over 100,000.
Who's never had to do it.
Right.
It depends upon how you ride. That's just it, apparently.
Knock on wood.
I signed up with Fix My Hog because they had some videos on it. And aside from the fact that the guy is annoying when he talks.
Talks down to you.
No, not that. But he always sounds like he's yelling at you. Now, when you
you got to make sure you hear everything.
Well, right? I sort of get a microphone on. But anyway, they went through the whole thing, and it's like, he even explained, look, if you want to do this cheaply and, you know, inexpensively, but still reliably, this just replace the tensioners. You can do the hydraulic, and yes, it's better. Yes, it will last you longer, but it's very costly, which is true. And then even more costly.
Well, can't Harley Davidson do it for you? Do the cheaper one?
No. Why? It won't. Put it this way. It'd be more expensive than what I want it to do. It'll cost me about $800 if I have them do it.
Oh, I get it.
You know,
they probably want you to spend more money to get the more expensive.
I mean, available right now for cash, available right now, I have $900 to do the work.
Wow.
So, and that's not all cash money. Only $500 is cash money. $400 is credit money. And that's not really cash money.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's,
and like I said, you could go out on the internet and get all the parts cheap.
Yes. Yes.
Without going through Harley.
I'm not. Well, no. I'm not. Right now, I'm not buying any parts from Harley. It's going to be probably fueling.
Love you, Harley. Doesn't mean nothing. Just saying.
No. The parts I'm going to be getting are coming from fueling, hard drive, and S&S. Replacement parts.
S&S makes very good stuff.
And fueling makes great stuff, and hard drive makes great stuff. So it's all quality stuff that I'm going to be getting.
Very high quality.
So, and it'll do what I need. And it's just a matter of me actually, you know, I'm going into the shed. Leave me alone. I'll see you tomorrow. That type of a thing, you know. And I'll let you know. If you hear cursing, don't get upset. If you hear explosions, come for help.
I wonder what was done to my bike in ways of that.
Well,
because after Justin's seen my bike now and after going over it, and the way it was set up when I first bought it and the way it's not stock, he put a Stage 1 kit on it. I have that on my bike.
All right.
That was already confirmed.
Okay.
So I wonder if anything else was done to it, like the engine part.
Well, what you should do is you should.
Because I know it was done a dyno because the Vans and Hines pipes, that means that my bike had to be tuned to those pipes. Okay. So there's a Stage 1 kit on it. All the chrome that's on the engine is not stock. So things were changed on my bike.
Well,
so I wonder if other stuff was changed.
You can, Justin, if you're listening, look up Chris's bike and see if they had the cam cover
from
off.
From what I remember, they didn't. They didn't know who owned it before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
just but to, I wonder just if, to find he, out I wonder if where that stuff
are.
Was done.
I'm just wondering where you are with your cam chain tensioner. I know we briefly mentioned it before, but it might be something to look into just to see where. Just to do an inspection. Just to do an inspection. Would you do an inspection?
Would I do an inspection on my bike?
Yeah.
I
don't think the guy that owns it now would like it. No.
Yeah, we just stop over. Hey, we want to check something out on the bike, all right? Worry about it. Take it apart and leave it that way.
That's pretty funny. I like that.
But, I don't. I view it like the whole. I'm even afraid to crack it open because then I think it's like cancer.
Yeah, right. I'm going to crack it open
and to check to see if it has been fixed or how it looks, and then shit's going to go wrong.
Well, no,
I'm not. I don't want to crack it open because I already had the scare with the what the fuck was that bolt? The compensator, which out of all, I'd rather that. If something's going to go, let that go again, because I already know the fix for it.
Yeah. Well, we know the fix for the cam chain tensioner.
Yeah, but that's a very expensive fix.
Not unless if you do it my way.
They're like, I could get a
still
new...
expensive. When you got no money, everything's expensive.
I found a company. I think I have to get
start buying the parts now, a little bit at a time.
That's I wouldn't mind promoting
one
that company,
piece at
too.
A time.
There's a company that made a compensator eliminator.
Yes, I know. I've heard of that. Yeah.
And it's a whole sprocket thing that you take everything out that Harley's got in there, stock, take it all out, and you just put their one big sprocket in there, you're done. That's it.
Yeah, you never have to worry about it.
You never have to worry about a compensator.
Well, you know, you can, Harley-Davidson and even S&S and a couple other ones, they make a...
I think S&S is the one I saw.
Possibly.
It's one big sprocket that's a compensator eliminator.
All right.
Don't you have a hydraulic thing in your system?
Cam chain tension?
Yeah.
If I did, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I thought you had something different in your...
You're thinking about the performance clutch I have.
Oh, that's right, the clutch. Yeah. That's right.
I knew you had what I was going to say is there is a mechanically gear-driven cam tensioning system, but that's just the parts alone for that is $1,600.
That's ridiculous.
So as much as I would love to go to that system and never have to worry about it, I obviously am not going to. Unless if I hit the lottery tonight, I don't know.
If you hit the lottery, you're going to buy a new bike.
I'll just have somebody else fix this one.
All right.
And then I will buy the new bike.
Yeah, I would do that. If I hit the lottery, I'd have my bike fixed, plus get a new bike.
But I tell you what, this whole thing has taught me one very important fact. Have two motorcycles.
Yes.
That's what it has taught me.
Regardless of what the second motorcycle is. I've been thinking about that.
Just as long as you have something to... Yes.
For cheap? Yes. I would absolutely... Because I like the classic...
That's me.
I like the classic look, like, you know, the Fat Boy, the Softail look.
Yeah.
I like that look, so I would probably go with a Kawasaki Vulcan.
Or a V-Star.
Or a V-Star.
Yeah.
Get them cheap, and then that would be my work bike, and I'd save the Harley for after work.
I'm telling you what, I wish I still had my Sportster.
Yep.
And it'd be, I wouldn't even...
And I wish I still didn't have your Sportster. I would buy the V-Star, probably V-Star, or Vulcan, like I said, and... I've been thinking about doing it. I would love to do that.
See, don't you wish you still had your V-Star?
Yeah, I love that bike. That bike was clean.
Because on Craigslist, you can find, like I was, you see, like $1,500 to save up the money and buy a second bike.
That's
it. Yeah. Done. And that's the bike that if something, I could take care of my Harley and not ride that to back and forth to work and make that my work bike.
Man, that's it. So there you go, boys and girls. Definitely have a second. So I tell you what, I am under $5,000. That I owe on my bike yet. Not that anybody needs to know that, but I'm under 5K, and so I will have this bike paid off in a little over a year.
I'm under 4,000.
And then after that, a second bike will be in. And I have confirmed it. There is enough room in the new bike barn for a second motorcycle.
One thing at a time.
Well, I'm looking ahead.
Well, that doesn't work out for me.
Have you been looking at bikes?
Yes, I have.
Yeah? What's catching like you?
Don't kill the bank. Go get a V Star for like
$1,500. I wanted a V Star like 1,200.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. It's a good size.
Engine. Yeah, but they're always coming around $3,000. You know, $3,000.
It'll look better.
That's not too bad.
You know, and I keep looking, but I'm not, I really don't have the cash for it anyway. So
they're bagless and windshieldless.
No, not all of them.
Not really.
They look like Softails.
There's a few that look just like yours.
Yeah, there you go. Tires.
Why not?
Nobody can ever argue with Kawasaki or Yamaha didn't blatantly just rip off Harley Davidson.
Of course.
Because the V-Star is the one he's talking about and the Vulcan, they look like fucking Softails, Harley Softails.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of
guys, they take the names off the tanks and people think they're driving Harleys.
Oh, yeah.
Harley riders know better because...
you can tell.
Yeah, because one, it's got a chain... The Yamaha or Kawasaki.
Or it's driven. Drive shafts,
yeah.
Well, yeah, your V-Star was drive.
Yep.
Yeah, my Verocco was...
Was drive shaft, yeah.
It was snappy as shit, though. The drive shaft.
It's such a weird feel.
It makes the bike very snappy, fast.
It almost feels like instant torque. We know it's not, but it's because it's weird. You know, it just... I don't know.
Yeah, there's no...
Because the Verocco...
It's not quiet, though. It's not quiet.
The Verocco was fast.
That bike was scary.
That bike was
very, very scary. Did you ever ride that bike?
No.
It was very scary.
I had that bike up to 120 miles an hour. Easily.
Oh, you didn't hear that on this podcast, though.
I don't have it anymore, so.
Well, what's the fastest you've gone on your bike?
Honestly, on this bike? 85. I'm not a fast guy. I don't care to go
fast.
Yeah,
I'm not into fast either.
I don't. I blast it out, though. The Harley, I've been 105.
Wow. when we were coming back from
Americade,
I had to catch up to you guys. I was doing 90 at one point in my gig.
When I test rode the V-Rod up at Americade, I had it up to 95 on the through, and that little bit on the throughway.
Yeah, the breakout.
But that was scaring me a little bit. I was getting, look,
I was going to say, the breakout, I did fourth gear, I had to hit 90 miles an hour easily. And it wasn't even screaming.
But I tell you something. If you don't have a windshield on your bike and you're doing 90 miles an hour, I don't know how you're hanging on.
It's great,
I
though.
Really,
it's
that, freaking don't.
That's that
know,
wind
man.
Skull fucks your face, man.
Holy crap.
And I love it, though. I love it. And except when something flies up from the ground and hits you.
If you got a good grip, that's why, you know those exercise things for your grip? Mm-hmm. Get those. It was rough. So anyway, so just a little business. We've first of all, we have concluded our little program with Cycle Gear.
We're done
with Cycle Gear.
They dumped us?
I don't know. I have a feeling that the corporate might have told Edison to cease and desist.
Awkward.
Because they don't return my phone calls, they don't return my emails, and they don't respond to my text messages to them. So,
awkward.
And it's
awkward.
Been a couple months since we heard anything from him, so I said, all right,
awkward,
I guess we're done.
Awkward, 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 awkward.
And with Surf and Summit Motorcycles, we're gonna knock off for the wintertime, and we're gonna reconvene back in the spring when the riding season comes back. Because let's face it, if you're in Maine, you're not riding a motorcycle right now,
right?
Probably not.
Yeah, because they have snow up there too.
Yes, they do. Tobacco Motorwear. It's the best place to go for that riding pair of jeans that you might want to have. So contact them. You know, get the Selvage jeans. You know, they're perfect.
We got the rifle here ready to shoot you.
The rifle. They are just beaming to shoot me in the ass. Really. But they also got the California riding shirt, which Chris and I use. And we like it very much.
We like it a lot.
And and also the new McCoy jacket out, and that's coming out. They got pre-orders going for that. So they're going to be part of our big Christmas giveaway. We're giving away a pair of Tobacco Motorwear jeans.
Oh, nice!
So you definitely want to get in on it. Hey, we're streaming on Declan Radio.
Hi, Declan Radio.
Hi, Declan.
And they're going to be getting some more of our episodes coming up here very, very shortly. And we're also supporting David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation.
Yes.
Yes. Let's support.
They actually distribute the money to the people who need it. It's not like $10,000 worth of administrative costs.
For a second, I thought you would say they distribute the dreams. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be very cool.
I don't
cool.
know if they actually do that.
I wish I had the money to do that for those children.
Yeah.
I'll distribute dreams.
Can we do that? Do we have any mail? Huffy, by the way, Huffy the Clown's Huffenstein motorcycle has taken first place in a bike show.
Nice. Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. He sent me the link, and I don't know why, because it's not listed anywhere. Here it is right here. Huffy the Clown, creation, the Huffenstein.
WTF.
But he took first place in his bike show, and congratulations to Huffy.
Very cool.
Yeah. We talked about it last episode. So, and we don't have any other email, I don't think. I don't think we have any other hate mail.
That's good. So we've been.
I'm sure after this episode, there will be.
Yeah, where's Justin? Where's the guy that knows shit?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We don't have any more hate mail or any more happy mail. Got some cool stuff. That's about it.
I need a baklava.
A baklava still? you need an Italian pastry?
I found one on Amazon. I'll have to order it.
An Italian pastry?
Yes.
Who's our waitress today?
Monica.
She was our waitress last time.
But I love
I haven't even seen her. Monica!
What are you looking for?
Oh, we need drinks.
I'll go tell Monica.
Heather Fornips. That's our last name, people.
And we pause.
Don't
for
get mad.
Station identification. Are you going to fart? So we have combos on the table. Do you like combos?
Eh, I got to be in the mood.
What about candy corn?
Got to be in the mood.
Yeah. The problem is they've been in my travel bag for now for a couple weeks, and I really want them out of my bag. So.
You let it stay in there long enough, they blob into a creature unto its own.
That's not going to happen.
We're not going to let that happen at all. Anyway, so.
So what do we need to talk about, the Christmas stuff?
Yeah, no, that's next week. So what's happening on, that's so pleasant to hear on the podcast.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Those of you who don't know, Chris just blew his nose into the microphone.
Dude, I think I heard.
Well, yeah, I know, but, you know. And Tim has arrived. Monica's not talking to us anymore? Oh, we get little Pepsis. Oh,
well,
okay, so I get that one, huh? Great. Yeah, I'll do that. So, what kind of... What?
Where's he?
What's that?
Oh. Surf and Turf?
No, not Surf and Turf. Surf and Summit.
Oh, Surf and Summit.
Story Steve, if you heard that, it's Surf and Turf.
Sorry.
Motorcycles.
I like Surf and Turf.
Surf and Turf
like
is good.
Surf and Summit.
That's funny. When was the last time you were at a Harley dealer?
Bergen.
When was that?
No. Let me take that back. I did oil change on my bike a couple months ago, and I went to Liberty.
Hannum's.
Yep, I'm Hannum's.
Hammonahammonum's?
Hannum's Harley.
Okay. When was the last time you were at a Harley dealer?
Yeah, what are we saying, duh? And then after that, you and me went to, or for me, when we did the test rides.
Right, and that was in October.
That was the last time I was at a Harley dealer.
When was the last time you were at a Harley dealer? When was the last time you were at any dealer?
Was that in August?
No, it was in October.
I cannot remember.
That was October.
Was at Harley.
That was October?
Yes.
Matter of fact, I went with Diane one day.
Was that really?
Within the last few months, I've gone there.
Oh, yeah?
Was that really in October?
Yeah, my God, I want to beat you so bad. Yes, it was October.
I don't believe you.
Whose phone is this?
It's mine. Give it me.
All right.
It's the new version of what you got.
Yeah. I still don't know what to do about that. We can have a whole phone conversation right now.
Nah, that's not boring people, please. Let's look at the motorcycles.
Is that like we're not boring them as it is? So, why don't you go to Harley dealers more often?
I have no need to.
Oh, just look, you know.
No, I'm going to just tease myself. I'm not a window shopper.
I like to do that. I like
it's
to like
torture to myself. Why am I looking? I can't touch.
Well,
because
I still got to look.
I can't sit on them either.
The only bike of any concern to me is the new Fat Boy.
Well, still, it's always good
see,
to
see. That's the whole thing. I'm tossing between the Fat Boy and the Deluxe. Between
yeah,
those
both
two.
Both of those bikes are beautiful.
I know.
Dude.
And I just, the one thing I wish. The Deluxe came with the chrome package the Harley has. I mean,
the polished chrome.
You like the brushed chrome.
Yeah, exactly.
The brushed chrome.
I would care less because that bike is so beautiful too.
I know. Right? I just don't want to polish anything anymore.
Like I test rode that with the white walls. That bike is just so goddamn nice.
You know, if I had a garage, maybe, but I don't. So it's going to be out there, and it's just going to get crusty. So I want it to be
well. Unless you built a bike barn like I did.
I don't know how long I'm going to be here. Being I'm ready to retire, and I want to get the freak out.
Well, you're going to have a garage wherever you go, I imagine.
Maybe.
I'll tell you what. That
a cardboard box with a bigger cardboard box.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I tell you, our move plans are. I stipulated one thing. I don't care where we go. In a matter of speaking, but whatever kind of house we get, it better have a garage or a barn. I don't give a crap because I am not keeping my bike outside.
You gotta also throw in air
and a man cave.
The weather cannot drop below 50 degrees.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, any place we go, it's gonna be coastal.
I'm so fucking.
You have to go coastal.
I sound like a broken record for years now. I'm tired of cold.
I just
weather.
Hear a lot of people say Tennessee's the place to go.
Tired of cold weather.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it snows there too.
Not that often, and not that much.
You got to go further west and a little further south, but again, you're talking higher elevation, so you're going to have colder weather.
Yep.
You know, same thing with Kentucky.
Is
gorgeous. Kentucky is beautiful. I love Kentucky. West Virginia is gorgeous, but you're talking higher elevations here, and it's going to get cold. I mean, we went to go pick up the puppy, and it was 35 degrees. Come on.
I don't want that.
You know, but I mean, you got to go further south. I mean,
I want
our friends in North Carolina.
I want hell.
They complain about the heat, but they still get the cold.
I want the heat all year round.
You know,
you want to go up to Las Vegas then.
Like I said, man, if it wasn't for the whole beach necessity thing, I'd be in Utah in a heartbeat. Or Colorado.
Lower Utah.
Southern Utah, maybe.
Because I don't want, because there's...
New Mexico, maybe? I don't know. Gets, yeah. I mean, it's still, you know, even in Moab, where I like... Where I
it'd be
Moab.
Safer. Away from everything.
Hey, is Liza having any issues with the fires?
Liza Minnelli? Not that I know of. Not that I know of. I haven't said anything, but...
don't forget, California is a gigantic state.
It is big.
Just asking.
That part of the forest is like half of the state doesn't even see it. And then you see the part that where the fire is, it looks like the end of the world. You know? It's fine. So weird.
There's whole reasons behind that whole thing. So we got a little bit of motorcycle news. It's all Harley news.
Go.
Harley-Davidson is adding more dealerships globally. They're going to be adding 25 to 35 new dealerships will be created between now and 2022 internationally. This is part of their More Roads to Harley-Davidson accelerated plan.
Now,
being
that
aggressive,
mean,
good
that,
for them.
That, does that mean they're going to be coming up with more international style bikes?
Yes, guaranteed, because all the big car makers do it. I don't know if they eventually, I guarantee you, they're going to have motorcycles over there that you will not see here.
Exactly. Expanding their international
just
dealer
like
network.
Ford, Chevy, Dodge, they got cars over there we'll never see here.
To support their growing international business to 50% of their annual volume by 2027.
And watch, with the Asian countries, they're going to start making
mopeds. Harley-Davidson
mopeds.
They've already got 250s planned. For the Asian market.
They knew it.
You know? So they're going to be bringing more HD products to people in more places. So, namaste.
Nice.
And that's part of that. Harley news item number two is Harley-Davidson and the Foo Fighters have joined hands.
Really?
Yes. Apparently through an agreement, Harley-Davidson will be branding some clothing and most of their clothing line. With Foo Fighters logo and the Harley-Davidson logo all together. And this came together as part of the Cal Jam 2018 Music Festival in San Bernardino in October. So you're going to be able to get some Foo Fighters.
When is that happening?
Well, it started October 6th, and they're going to continue it for a while. They have all kinds of clothing designs that have Harley-Davidson and Foo Fighters, or Foo Fighters Harley-Davidson.
Nice. However,
yeah, so there you go. So if you are a Foo Fighters fan and a Harley-Davidson fan, you can get yourself a Foo Davidson shirt or a Harley Fighters shirt. I don't know how to... But I think Foo Davidson is pretty cool. Get a Foo Davidson shirt. I don't know. I wonder if David Grohl rides a Harley. Does David Grohl ride a Harley, you think?
I don't even know if he rides.
I don't know. I wonder.
I know he's a big metalhead.
Well, we know that. But does he ride? You would think after this he would go, you know what, I think I need to get a Harley. Speaking of Harley-Davidson and clothing, Harley-Davidson is now, news item number three, Harley-Davidson is not going
to
be selling.
I didn't even bother checking their Black Friday deals to watch stuff that's $1,000 go to $999.
Well, see, it's a sale. Harley-Davidson is going to begin selling on Amazon to deliver their expanded connected retail experience for consumers. Wow. So you can get all of their jewelry, clothing, accessories, clothes, pants, shoes, parts.
Did they just say that?
Yep. They're going to be selling on Amazon.
It's been going on for a while, baby.
Well, no. Well, here's the thing. You can... Well, the thing is...
seeing Harley on for a while.
Yes, you can, but it's not... You're buying Harley-Davidson products from Harley-Davidson, but your portal through Amazon. It is available on Amazon.
I get
as a designated seller.
Dave Grohl has a Harley.
Does he really? What kind of Harley does he have, did they say?
Let me see. It's a custom.
Okay. I'm
trying to get more information. Hold on. Please bear with you. Go about your business. I will get more information.
Where's the sound? Come on.
You give it to me. Give it to him.
Just go.
No, no, no. Keep going. Keep going.
Now it's Tim's time.
Now it's Tim's time to shine. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're waiting for Tim.
What are we waiting for anyway?
We're waiting for Tim.
What's he looking up?
He's trying to look up what kind of motorcycle David Grohl has. Dave Grohl.
Road King.
He has a Road King.
Yes, he do.
All right. He picked a good bike.
In your face, sucker. 2000 tights. In your
face, sucker. Did you say he rides in tights? It sounded like
that. Doesn't it sound like
2000?
Didn't it sound like that?
2010 rides in tights.
Well, okay.
No, he doesn't. I did not say that. And
it sounded like you said he rides in tights. I don't
allegedly.
Know. How.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. All right. You know what time it is now, boys and girls?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
It's time to get Tim a bike. Man, why the toilet flush?
I didn't do that. He's pressing every button he has.
That somebody brought the 12-year-old in.
Go.
All right, number one on the list is it's a Road King.
Oops. Nice.
It's a 2005 Road King for $4,300 in East 2005? Brunswick.
2005?
2005.
Wow.
That's nice. Wow.
For $4,300.
That's not bad. Wow.
Not bad at all.
Why is it dusty like that?
It's dusty.
What's
because
wrong?
It's been sitting around for a while. I get the impression.
Oh.
What's wrong
the
with
the old sitting around thing?
Was it flooded?
That I preach about.
I don't know. It looks like it's,
why
it's kind
is it
of dusty
there
and dirty.
Looking like that.
It's dusty. I have a funny feeling.
It was in flood.
No, I have a funny feeling that this was probably a repo or it was some sort of.
That don't look like a repo because I see rust inside the exhaust pipes.
Well, I know that. That means it has been running, which means it's been in a salvage yard of some sort.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know. So we're going to look
at
this.
Does it say it runs?
It looks like it has a salvage yard.
Did it say it runs?
Oh, State Farm Insurance got a sticker on it. Keys and radio.
Does it say it runs?
What does it say here? R&D starts and runs. So it runs. I don't know. We're going to find out. Let's exit out of this. Let's go take a look at the description. It says Harley-Davidson Road King Classic, minor damage, easy fix, prices negotiable. So this was an insurance claim.
Oh, so this was an accident.
But is it a clean title?
It has to be, because otherwise they wouldn't be selling it.
It was an accident, but it was an accident, but they didn't total it.
Right.
That's what that means.
Unless if they did total it.
No. See, unless see, you got
if they totaled it, they wouldn't be able to sell it in the state of New Jersey.
That's true, too. Yeah.
They totaled it. So it's not totaled. It's got to be listed as with an accident, clearly.
Does it say anything about clear title?
No, it does not. So I have to assume, then, you could probably get this bike for $4,300. You could probably pick this thing up for $3,500.
Even cheaper.
Maybe.
Even cheaper. Maybe.
You think so?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay, so that's Road King number one. Now we go to
two. I like that.
Road King number two. This is a Road King trike. A 2006 Harley-Davidson Road King runs perfectly, $6,200.
Wow.
That's nice.
Oh, that's a custom one, too.
Yeah, it's a trike.
So he had the ASM put on that.
Yeah, ASM.
He did.
5,300 miles.
That ain't stock. Is that stock?
No, 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 no. He had it turned into it.
Oh, he did. I can tell because it's not wide.
It's nice.
It's not as wide as the.
It has a full tour pack on
so
it.
So far, you're doing good, Ted.
Yeah, see, look at that.
New leggy.
Yeah, that's not as wide as the regular one.
It's got a big behind.
Big butt.
It's got a big butt.
It looks good.
Lie.
It looks real good.
I like it. Okay.
Who burped?
Where is that located?
This one is located in. I don't know where that is. Very good condition Harley-Davidson Softail Heritage Classic. Fuel injected. Has a ton of chrome. Front end is completely chrome. That's all it says. But it says runs perfectly. And it looks like it is located in...
New York.
Don't know.
It looks like it's in New York.
Where is it? Let's take...
Span out.
Expand the map.
Expand out.
I have no idea where this is. We're
going
to find
out. Keep going. Keep going.
Millville. It's in Millville. It's down South Jersey.
Oh, wow. Way down in Jersey.
I know exactly where. I rode through there.
Yeah, so did
I. I know exactly where
that is. I know exactly that town.
Yeah.
Go over there and get it, Ted.
You been down there?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep.
I didn't know you were down there.
I recognize that.
So that's the 2006 Harley Road King trike. All right, now for Harley Davidson number three. I know we always go for the Harley Davidsons because that's what we are. We're calling this the Red King.
The Red King.
The Red King.
2001 Harley Davidson Road King, $6,500. I know it's a little pricier than what you're used to.
Hey, yeah.
Vance and Hines dual exhaust.
Oh, my favorite.
Vance and Hines true dual exhaust.
Yep,
nice. Got it. That's
detachable backrest, detachable leather saddlebags, detachable windshield, new battery and battery tender, flawless paint. Well maintained bike looks, sounds, and rides fantastic.
Except those white walls are fucking ugly.
Current mileage, yeah, he didn't wash the bike, will you?
He didn't wash the bike at all.
Current mileage is 33,000, but that will go up as I am loving riding these days. 6,500 or best offer. You want to see some pictures of this?
3,000.
That's a nice bike.
That's a good looking bike, man.
Those are not white walls, though. I'm sorry.
Those are brown walls.
Yeah. No, I don't think that is white walls at all. I think that was just the way the light was.
What am I going to do? Get another bike the same color as mine?
Yeah, right?
Why
that'd be funny.
Not?
Exactly.
There you go.
But it's still light. It's still 10 times lighter than yours.
The 2001 is the same year.
It's the
range.
Same engine.
And it's lighter, way lighter.
Sits a lot lower, too.
Yep.
Road King is not lighter than a.
What are you yeah,
fucking it
retarded? Is. It's way lighter than the electric glide.
Not much.
Yeah, it is. Because you don't have the big fairing for one.
You don't have nothing. You don't have the fairing on it. The bass end on it. Nothing.
The bass end.
Yeah, right. You've got
no
you got
basses.
Leather bags, and you got no back case.
Fine.
Yeah, that's way fucking lighter.
There you go. So, of these three, Tim, what would you go for? The Red King, the Trike, or the 2001 needs a little bit of fixing bike?
No, the other one was 2005. I will go with the 2005.
That needs a little fixing.
Yep.
All right.
Because I want to work on things. I like things.
Do you want to call him up now?
Yeah, sure. With your money, I could buy anything.
With my money, you're going to get a Schwinn.
I'm going to get a bottle.
A bottle. So that's that. So you know what time of year it is, kids.
Yes, it is. Ding, well, ding, ding.
We just
ding,
finished
ding,
our
ding.
Thanksgiving. We hope everybody had a lovely Thanksgiving. I know we did. You guys ate a lot, right? We all ate a lot.
Yes, I did. It was very good. Where'd you have it, Ted? Where'd you go?
We came here, actually.
Chris, where'd you go?
This is almost the tryptophan episode, I think.
I went to, came here to Cranford Cafe.
Yep, the V-Twin, we had it here.
V-Twin,
right here at the V-Twin.
And I cooked.
You did. We all had lots of food. I was nearly in pain because I ate so much.
It was good food. Everything was perfect.
Food, man. Everything was great. Wings.
I make a mean turkey.
Yes, it was very argumentative. It was very mean to everyone. And we didn't even talk motorcycles. But anyway, so this brings on, as you know, Black Friday happened, and now it's today's Cyber Monday.
Which means absolutely nothing to you.
And if you have money, unlike us, if you have money, you can go out and buy shit.
Right.
And you're going to buy stuff. You're going to go out. Now, 99.9% of the people who listen to this show are A, out of their mind, B, don't know any better, or C, motorcycle people or other podcasters. So it's we don't get other non-riders listening. But if you're going to go out and go shopping as a motorcycle owner, enthusiast, you're going to go, what in the hell are you
don't
doing?
Don't worry about it. Just keep talking.
I know, but just watching you is fun.
That, how did you get that rubber that band? That you got that rubber band so freaked out.
Oh, wait a minute. That does not look right at
no,
all. Oh, you know why? Because that's supposed to be down there.
Yeah, this fucking thing just snapped off.
Wow.
Snappy.
Very soon, that microphone's going to be in
yeah,
his
it is,
lap.
It doesn't sit right anymore.
How
so.
Does...
Anyway, go ahead, talk.
Anyway, so when you want to buy something for your motorcycle friend, say, for example, you want to buy something for Tim. For
okay, here we'll go. We'll go around the board, and you just pick one thing, and we'll see how many things we can come up with. You check it off.
All right.
You got a pen?
Of course, you see it on the screen up there, so you can...
No. Why aren't you looking at that?
See what?
All right.
you got to make a mark to see how many things you can come up with.
All right. If you're going to buy something for somebody for the motorcycle, let's name some things that... Pick one thing that you would buy somebody with who has a motorcycle.
A baklava.
A baklava.
A baklava.
So you're saying winter riding gear?
Yeah. Well, that's one thing. You said one thing.
Well, we're going to go. We have a whole bunch of things.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you go next. Then.
Go ahead. What do you think? Well, I got the list in front of me, so I know exactly what I want
to
say.
No, pick something that's just picked out of your head.
I have the winner. I'm a winner.
What?
Mine's the best.
What's that?
Ever.
What?
A fucking gift certificate, so you can go buy what the fuck you want.
There you go. And that's on the list. Check. We have one.
Number one. That's number one.
But winter riding clothing or any kind of accessories.
Yeah,
I forbid
everybody to buy me clothing.
Because
I'm like, if you're going to buy me stuff, give me a fucking gift certificate. Let me buy it.
Like
because
a baklava.
You
got to
find out if it fits.
Right.
Baklava
exactly.
is like universal.
Right. Yes, that's what I'm saying. So something like that, yes, you could get that.
What about sunglasses?
Nah. That's another person.
No.
You'll pick
listen.
The glasses you like, not the glasses I like.
Glasses. Sunglasses for people who wear glasses.
Still, there's a styles to them. There's styles to those.
That's what I'm saying. You could still pick something.
But you got to let the person who's you're buying it for has got to pick it. That's why I say gift certificate.
You know, I'm just stop with the gift certificate.
Gift certificate.
We're talking
gift
about
gift certificate.
Gifts.
Okay, fine.
All right, fine. All right, let's talk
everybody,
about nothing else but gift certificate.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
How about?
I get it. Well, I'll play the game. Here's the game. Everybody else is wrong. Gift certificate.
How about a how about a motorcycle themed T-shirt? Something
yes,
that
with
has-
the gift certificate I give you.
I'm going to shut off his mic because that's all he's going to say now is gift certificate. What about the gift certificate?
That's the greatest thing you get.
So I could get you
so
a
at
t-shirt.
The end of the show, he's going to go gift certificate.
So I could get you a T-shirt
with the gift certificate.
With a motorcycle. Now, I suppose I went to the... This is too funny. I can't go on. I could go to the...
No matter what you do, gift certificate.
Yeah.
You can't
no,
get
wait,
the perfect
wait,
present.
But wait,
it's the perfect present.
I am going to the store, and I'm going to buy...
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
And I buy you a T-shirt from Harley Davidson that has a fat boy on it. That's a good gift, no?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, see? Okay.
Okay. Right, okay. This is what here's the new, right? new game. New game. You can't say gift certificate. Okay? Anything but a gift certificate. That's lazy buying.
What else you got? What do you think?
What else? Let's see. How about...
I'm trying to think of stuff that people would actually enjoy.
I was going
to
say
odd
belt
bullshit.
Buckle, but nobody wears belts with buckles.
I wouldn't. I'll tell you why.
It's got to be that certain person.
But you know what? I'll tell you what. I have a Harley Davidson belt buckle at home. But the thing I don't like about it, because it happened once with my sports, so I leaned forward and it scratched the tank.
Ooh.
So this is why you won't see a lot of guys wearing belt buckles like that. So
heated gloves.
Heated gloves.
Heated gloves.
Absolutely.
Heated socks. And any kind of heated wear.
Absolutely. That's something else. I tell you what.
And if you're on a budget, then you're sticking with the gloves, socks, underwear, whatever.
The only problem with that is you have to find out what size to wear, because gloves is something you do have to try on.
Yeah, see, that's another thing.
You know, gloves are... Socks is necessary because you get one
can't
size
buy gloves
all.
For people.
Well, right. You can usually make a guess if, well, if somebody has large hands.
No,
or
I've had
hands.
People do that to me.
And they were
they
wrong?
Were wrong.
Really?
Completely wrong.
Huh. Well, for a guy, you just figure X large and you're done.
He's just going with that
gift
certificate.
Certificate.
He's just right. saying gift certificate in any other way. But
you know, it's
just
another cool,
give me a gift.
You know, it's another cool gift you could do.
Gift certificate.
If you know, say for example, you have parts that you're buying and you have them on layaway. A gift certificate you could do is you could pay off somebody's layaway.
Oh,
for
that's
them.
Nice. That's nice.
Like say you have cam chain tensioner parts on layaway, you could go. Pay
you're
them
doing
off.
You hinting something?
No, I'm not. No, for anybody out there, I am not hinting at all. But you could do that. It's something you could pay off somebody's layaway on whatever parts they have. So that's a cool thing.
How about a buying somebody a pass to a motorcycle event?
Like the International Motorcycle Show on Friday.
There you go. Well, not just that, but anyone coming up throughout the year.
Sure.
To be gift.
Right. Like, for example, you could get the motorcycle men, if you wanted to, buy each of us a...
gift certificate. $100 each.
For the Americade Motorcycle Rally coming up in June of next year. There you
I'm
go.
Just so, saying, that's something,
right, something like that. That you can, something you can do.
See, course, and that's not a gift certificate.
Right, exactly. You know, you could do something like that.
And Ted will do whatever sexual affair.
Another thing you can get.
What? What?
Bluetooth headphones.
With my gift certificate?
Oh, my God. And this is why people
can I just
us.
Talk to you?
You can.
Bluetooth headset, yes.
What kind of Bluetooth headset?
But something you could wear, would connect with your phone so you have connection with your phone.
While you're riding?
Yes.
Something you could keep on thinking like...
Perhaps.
So it might sound ridiculous and funny. Monkey butt powder.
Monkey.
You never heard of, heard that brand name?
By the way, the gift certificate.
It's called Monkey Butt.
I am sorry, but I have to look this up. Monkey butt?
Monkey butt.
Really? What is
monkey
it's butt powder. It's like it's like baby powder.
Monkey butt powder. Oh, my God. I'm putting a link to this on the website. In the show notes. Monkey butt. Anti-monkey butt. It's the soreness, itching, and redness in the butt that's caused by fabric friction or sweat in the seat area.
Tell me all riders wouldn't love that. Because we all know, all the heavy riders out there, it happens. And men or women.
If you handed me a container of this monkey butt, I would look at it and read it, and then I'd look at you and say, what are you trying to say? What exactly are you getting at?
It's
here?
Monkey butt.
Do I have swamp ass?
You can't tell me it doesn't happen.
I have never, ever considered monkey butt.
No.
But I tell you what, now that he has said monkey butt, you know, you might want to just check your baskets this Christmas.
Monkey butt is awesome.
How about, what else? There's something else.
How about a motorcycle magazine subscription?
There you go. That's something cool.
Because there's
plenty of bikes.
See, I'm starting to think outside. That made me think outside the box instead of the old typical
gift certificate.
You know, gift certificate. Yeah. Clothes or anything, stuff that that costs us bikers money. S100,
yes,
a nice cool package. S100,
which brings
me
down to
cleaning supplies.
Cleaning
how about
supply.
This?
That's
exactly.
Why I thought of monkey butt, like powder, stuff like that.
For example, this S&S motorcycle cleaning kit,
leather,
available on Revzilla. It's the S100.
There you go. That's it. That's exactly what
for
I'm talking about.
$55, you can get the S&S motorcycle cleaning kit.
That's fantastic
from Revzilla.
Nice.
That's perfect.
That is very perfect.
The only thing I don't like about S100, pretty much one can does one wash.
Yes.
That's it.
Another thing you could do along that lines is pay for somebody's detailing.
That's cool. That's a cool gift. That is a badass gift, man.
Yeah, that would be
especially
cool
if you got that super chrome motorcycle like you want to get.
Right.
You know?
But that's a way to go. I mean, people would love
that. Yeah, see, stuff like that would be very helpful, definitely.
I think
that's not, you know, always buying clothes is always number one thing. But the like the stuff we're talking about now, I think that's real important.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive shit.
Right.
You buy these kits, I mean, that's expensive. So people would like having the cleaning, any kind of stuff like that. The stuff that you have, the tire cleaner, chrome only cleaner, polisher, shit like that, kits like that.
I have probably $30 worth of different types of cleaners and detailing sprays and. But none of them are specific to cleaning the vehicle. I mean, it's all about polishing and shining and all. That's fine if you have that many hours to do it.
You know? And if you, you know, for your loved ones, then you have the money that you could go up a little bit with something cool along those lines. Your significant other owns a bike. Buy them a yearly maintenance thing. Like a gift certificate. For oil change.
Didn't see that coming.
No. Yeah. Like a gift certificate.
I guess you, yeah. Like purchase them. It's like, hey, here, bring your bike
oil
down to the bring
if
your bike
they
to
do
the
it
dealer
themselves, you buy the oil and filter for them.
Exactly. And it, which is.
And
it, know,
like I said, if you have the money, then you go to Harley Davidson and you buy them a full service. That'd be a badass gift.
Hell yeah.
Because we don't know how much money they charge.
Let's go something simple and something.
Okay.
Gift certificate. That's the simplest.
No. Collectible motorcycle themed vintage tins. You ever see like the vintage, the metal tins or metal signs?
I was going to say just the exact replica of their bike in a toy.
Oh, like
toy
a stocking stuffer
right
type.
Yeah,
model.
Exactly. Yeah. Like a little model or something like that.
Not
of course, yeah.
Not everybody's loaded like you guys.
Something that you can put on display.
Right.
You know? Motorcycle key holder or a hook. You can buy a motorcycle themed key holder. It looks like a motorcycle, but it's got a hook on it. Place to hang your motorcycle keys. How many times have you said, God damn it, where the hell are my keys?
Because I got a basket.
Right. And you, Chris?
Just like that.
Same. I have a spot on top of my refrigerator. But nobody heard that. Well, I got to change that spot now.
Well, for example, for the longest time, I always put my keys in the little pocket of my jacket. Always.
Good enough.
And but there I have a spare set of keys. Now where do I do with those spare set of keys? During my jewelry box or whatever. So
put
I now
somewhere
have
where will you remember you put them because I just found my spare set.
Yeah.
in somewhere that I completely forgot where I put them by accident.
Right, exactly. My point.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was searching. I was like, oh, that's where I put them.
So now I have a hook at home that hangs on the side of my bookcase where I hang all of my keys for my vehicles, for my Jeep, and also for my motorcycle. So that's where they hang all the time. They're always there. And you can get motorcycle-themed hooks that you can hang yourself on, so you do that.
I always like to keep a spare set accessible at home for somebody to bring
exactly.
to me should I get
lost. Right.
Yeah, you have my house key.
I do.
A backup of my house key, I believe.
I think I have a backup of your house key also. I just don't remember.
If you gave it to me, I would have no idea where it is.
I have...
I probably looked at it and said, what the hell is this? I'm just threw it out.
It has a nipple on it, so
my,
you'll know what it is.
My backup keys for the motorcycle are actually the main keys, and they have that special little...
The round key.
They have the special... There's a special key with it that has, like, serial number and model numbers on it.
Oh, okay.
It means something. All right. For the keys and everything.
Oh, you could also go with the...
I actually use my backup keys all the time.
Oh, okay.
Looking for simple gifts, you can always go with...
Motorcycle-related book.
Or motorcycle-related stickers.
Yes.
That goes, people can put on a car, helmets.
Put it in their shop.
Patches.
Patches, right.
Patches are a big one.
Motorcycle-related book, for example. I have a 300 or 400-page history of Harley-Davidson motorcycle book that I got for Christmas last year. It is a great book. I've actually gone through it, and it's really, 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 it's entertaining for one, educational, which we're going to be using.
Well, that's a good thing, too. But you also think a service manual for their personal
exactly. bike. Exactly. That's the next item on the list is a motorcycle repair or shop manual. Something like that. Anybody, find out what kind of motorcycle they own and get them that. For those of you who ride and have spouses or brothers or sisters that ride, by all means, these are the kinds of gifts you can get them. Oh, service manual. Well, great. Hey, look at this. Next item on the list, a gift certificate for parts or maintenance gear.
See?
I wonder what. See?
Where do you think you got that idea?
See?
Yeah.
What's smarter than that list?
Vintage motorcycle signs. You ever see those signs like with pinup girls on them?
Yes.
I love that stuff. I've always been a fan of the old school, like the 40s kind of pinup girls.
Love that
love
stuff.
That. Love that.
Very okay. classy.
Right. Even, how about motorcycle calendar?
Exactly. Motorcycle-related calendars.
For anything that has to do with the brand that they ride or whatever.
Yeah.
It's always a good thing.
Somewhere on here I have...
A collage of photos in a frame of them riding their bike.
No, somewhere on here I thought I had...
I just said that's another gift, and you're just ignoring me?
I did not.
Do not ignore
me. Hey, look at this. This almost looks like... I was on vacation in Myrtle Beach, and that's what I was parked below me.
Nice.
That looks
like mine.
Almost looks exactly like your bike.
Almost.
But it's the Ultra. It's got the extra speakers.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Pretty funny. Yeah, I thought I had pictures, but I don't know. You just said what?
A collage in a frame of motorcycle, them riding their own motorcycle.
That's great. And that was one of the items I was going to bring up here. A framed favorite photo or have it turned into a painting.
Why do they do everything I say?
Because you're reading what I have.
I'm not reading that. I'm not even looking at that.
So you can get there are many artists out there, there's many services out there where you could send a photograph to them and they will turn it into an oil painting, a watercolor painting, or a pencil sketch, or any kind of thing. They can turn it into any kind of painting and you will be amazed at how remarkable these paintings
are. Because computers
are
doing it.
No, these are people actually painting these things, and they're amazing.
Well, they have computers do it, too.
No, digital. No, no. These are actual artists that are painting these things.
Yeah, but then you don't have enough time.
No, no. Well, you have to do it early enough, you know.
Stop.
I'm telling you. But these are great. I mean, these artists are fantastic. But I got to warn you, it can get expensive. You know, for example, an oil painting 12 by 12, I think you can get it for $90. But if you get any bigger than that, you can get up in here.
It's got to be bigger than that.
Yeah,
you can't have a painting 12 by 12.
If you do an 18 by 20, just for example, you do 18 by 24, you can get up into the 200s.
It's got to be like the size of that, at least.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's got to be at least that.
At least.
18 by 24, it's got to be at least that size. But that's something to consider. That is a fantastic gift that you could get someone.
Yeah. They're all fantastic, except apparently.
A motorcycle wallet.
Yes.
With the chain?
With the chain. A lot of people call them trucker's wallets. And a reason for why
not the long ones though. Which one are you picking? See, I don't like the
really super long ones that go down to your knee.
I hate those. I hate those. No, no, not chain. The wallet. I don't like the long.
Those are the trucker's wallets.
Yeah,
those super long ones.
No,
because they hold different types of bills and
Trifold, I believe, are the wallets. They're bigger than standard. They're almost as, but they're wider, like your back pocket. That is perfect.
Like what I have right here.
I always keep my wallet in my front pocket.
Yeah, see, yeah, that's just a little wider.
Yep, just like that. It's a little Harley Davidson wallet. And it's they're $60 from Harley Davidson, but
it's high quality leather.
It's great. I'll tell you what, I bought this wallet 4 years ago, maybe longer than that. It's a great
gift. To show you, see, and I've bought cheap leather wallets, and I've gone through about four or five amount of time.
And the thing is that the reason why they have the chain on them, in case you don't know, and most everybody does, is if it falls out of your pocket, it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to stay hooked to you. You know. And then it catches in your back wheel and spins around and pulls you in. No, it rips right off your wallet. But it's a great idea to get somebody. Because if they don't have one, they're going to lose their money.
How about a universal tool that they can keep in, like a pocket tool?
That's a gift certificate. It fits in your pocket. And it's universal for whatever you want.
I said tool and he started talking.
Well,
the tool started talking.
Well, how about like a Leatherman?
There you go. Exactly.
Not a Leatherman.
Yes. Well, depending on your preference, a leather man could be preferable.
A leather woman.
Or a leather woman.
Yeah. I don't think nobody makes a leather woman.
Oh, they're there. You just got to go to the right block.
Leather woman. I think we found the title of our episode, Leather Woman. Locate that hard to find part. Somebody's looking for a part or an item that they can't find or whatever for their motorcycle or for their bike that they're rebuilding. You go on the absolute search for it, and you find it yourself and buy it for them. Could be like for a vintage bike that they're rebuilding.
That's hard to say because most, like my wife trying to buy something for my motorcycle.
Well, if you talk about my bike, you talk about your bike. I can't find this part. I can't find this part. They can go out and find it for you, but not tell you about it. You know what I'm saying? That's what.
That's kind of cool.
You know.
I doubt it.
If I can't find it, what makes you think they can?
Exactly.
They have no clue what they're looking for.
My wife is very attentive. She listens to what I say. I don't listen to what she says, but she listens to what I say. And if she knows I need something and I can't find it, I guarantee you she will find it. That's it. Portable jump starter.
Those are great.
See? You can get this portable jump starter on Amazon. This is the one that I have. It's the Halo Bolt. It's a portable phone, laptop, charger, car starter, AC outlet, everything.
Now, that would be something for the big, long riders.
Riders that are long or guys who go on long rides?
Guys who go on long rides.
Okay, because we don't know about the long riders. I don't know.
Something along that line, which is something
I kept in my motorcycle for taking long trips, is a siphon hose.
Oh, yeah.
So you can steal gas.
It's not about stealing. They actually have a pump. That's what I had. I had a pump.
It's one of the squeezy ones, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can get gas. Say your friend has gas in his car, bike, and you don't. You get stuck. You can get
That's a good idea. But this Halo Bolt, I have this thing, actually, and it is really actually quite amazing. Comes in all kinds of finishes. It's about, literally, it's about that big, which is, you can't see that on the screen. It's about 6x9. I'm sorry, I take that back. It's
3 foot by 2 foot.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's it's compact. It's 7 inches by 3 inches by 1.6 inches. So, and this thing has enough power to start your car, jump start your car, and it's really, really great. It's got an emergency light on it.
Jump start your motorcycle.
You can get it in paisley and flower patterns, whatever kind of patterns you want. And it's got an emergency light on it. It's got USB ports to charge your phone. It's got an AC outlet on it. For $100, you can't go
wrong.
How
long does it hold the charge?
I have it in my Jeep, and last time I plugged it and charged it in was about 4 months ago, and it still has a charge on it.
Wow. Now, how about other things like tire repair kits for long distance
riders?
That's not necessary for long distance, they're cheap.
You can get them for like $6.
But the ultimate thing is you're not supposed to plug motorcycle
in an emergency situation. But
if you're in that position, you're going to have to.
And what happens if you get a flat while you're riding and you are able to plug it?
Pump.
You need this from Best Rest Products. You need to go get yourself the cycle pump. A little pricey, but it's worth it. It does the trick.
It will.
I just bought a real cheap one. It was $29 at.
This is between $140 and $170 from Best Rest Products.
Did it work out? The one you bought?
Never had to use it.
It's a good thing.
Did you try it out, Lisa, once though? When you
yeah,
got
I turned it on, yeah.
You can get a 90-degree chuck on this or a straight chuck, so it doesn't matter. And for $155, for example.
And that's another thing you need. You want to give people is a light. What do you call it? The outlet to plug these things into.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Way to plug these things into.
Another stocking
don't
stuffer.
Don't assume that everybody has it.
Right,
you need
exactly.
Some way to plug
the
adapter. Stuff like
the
that
lighter plug-in, for the which I have from when you gave it to me a long time ago.
Yeah, see, I was smart to give it to you, and you were dumb.
And I still haven't installed it.
You still haven't installed it on your bike? What are you waiting for?
I mean, you.
Why don't you just do
I'm
it?
Waiting for a fucking gift certificate so I can buy it.
You have it already.
You have it already. Yes.
Does it count without the gifts?
Now, is this the thing that also mounts on the is this the thing that mounts on the handlebars also?
Yep.
It mounts on the handlebars, but I put it right underneath the seat, though. That's where I put it. So I can plug it.
Why don't you bring it with you when you brought your bike down that time? Why don't you say something when we were fixing your compensator?
I didn't forgot, dude. I just remembered now when he said it.
All right. And what are the? Cool-
it's with his spare keys.
Yeah, it's where. Yeah, exactly. I completely forgot where I put them, and I found them the other day.
And here's an interesting question. About a year or two ago, we got this shock and awe light kit.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever install that?
I tried, but there was some weird shit going on, so it's not my fault. Tim knows about it,
and it's not installed.
It's like I couldn't get the. It's you know the 3M strips.
Yeah.
Couldn't get the plastic off the glue. The pull you gotta
yeah,
pull
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Couldn't get it off. Like it was, I didn't want to say nothing about nobody. But
right.
It just seemed kind of weird. None of them. No matter what you did, you couldn't get it off.
I think
I would literally be starting to break one of the lights because it would not come off.
So do you still have the light kit though?
Yes, yeah, so I got the whole kit. Right.
So
I want to put them on. So I don't want to put the whole goddamn kit on though.
Why not?
It's fucking ridiculous, dude. Why? That kit is made to literally do from front all the way to back.
Yeah, and?
I don't want to do that.
Why not? Come on.
I don't want to be Tron on the fucking road.
Well, you can install some of them.
I want to put the lights underneath the tank and then one in the middle of the engine and then maybe one underneath and that's it.
All right, so in the spring when it gets warmer out, we'll install the power thing. We'll install the light kit and the windshield when you get one. And the gift certificate. And finally, one of the other great ideas you can get you for your motorcycle person or anyone is a wall hanger for the helmet. Yes. You can hang up your wall helmet. Tell them wall helmet?
Your wall helmet?
Your helmet on the wall.
What exactly is a wall helmet?
Basically, it's like a wall hook that you can put your helmet on.
I got a 9-cubby hole thing that I put on the wall to put all my stuff in. And I screwed it onto the wall, and everything I have motorcycle-wise goes in these cubby holes.
Nice. That's actually a good idea.
That's good.
It looks very nice.
You know what nobody sells, not that I know of anyway, is a helmet cleaning kit.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's because you can pretty much use anything.
Well, I don't know about that, can you?
Yeah.
Just make sure.
You know what the problem with these helmets? They get scratched really easy.
Yeah. Oh, I just dropped mine the other day from like an inch.
Right.
It just scratched. And it scratched all day.
Well, I'm more talking about the inside.
That's the biggest thing is I even posted that. How do you wash the inside of a helmet?
Visor cleaners. They have all that. There's no like disinfectant crap. You clean on the inside.
Febreze.
Febreze. No. For nappy head? I don't know,
yeah,
man.
Nappy
I mean,
don't go there, please.
Well, no, your head gets nappy after a while. Right, you've been inside, you get sweaty and stuff. They recommend that you use mild soaps when cleaning the liner, like baby shampoo or mild laundry detergent. Use a towel soaked in warm water to soak and loosen bug guts for a few minutes. If you got bug guts inside your helmet, you're wearing it wrong.
I'm backwards.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And the thing is, yeah, I don't know. Okay, well that's the Christmas purchase portion of our show.
Nice.
Well, a question for you.
Question is?
It's a helmet-related question. And I asked this because I don't get it, primarily. Now, how much did you pay for your helmet, Tim?
Which one? I had many.
Doesn't matter. Pick your favorite helmet that you wear.
My full face helmet was like 130.
Okay. And how long ago did you purchase that?
2 years ago.
Okay. So you still had the bike when you purchased it.
Yes.
Your helmet, your favorite helmet, what did you wear?
That's the...
Your colander.
That's my helmet. Small you, beanie right, DOT helmet.
And you bought that at Bed Bath & Beyond.
BikerHelmets.com.
I know. Biker. Okay, and how much did you pay for it?
$99.
$99, okay. Now, my full-face helmet that I got for Christmas 3 years ago, it was $150. Now, my question to, I know there's many listeners out there and riders out there who have spent upwards to $500, perhaps yes. more.
Or, I know, so I met a guy, not a friend, but I mean, just an acquaintance. I met a guy, he has a $1,000 helmet.
Now, here's my question. Now, that's all well and good that you would buy a helmet, and everybody's going to rave. It's a fantastic
and I asked
helmet.
Him,
it's great.
Does that come with a blowjob?
Yeah, you know.
I mean, that's just fucking ridiculous.
Now, here's the thing. You spent all this money on, be it a showy or a built helmet or.
And they're great helmets. We're not knocking them.
We're not knocking the technology
behind them so is quite amazing. But.
Now, the question is. Snell says that you should replace your helmet every 3 to 5 years.
Right. So if you're
does that mean
if you're buying those goddamn helmets
and your
$1,000 helmet,
why?
Then you better be rich.
Well, the point. My question is that I understand it's all about safety and stuff like that. But as the interview that I had with the gentleman from Snell, there's no way to determine whether your 3, 5, or 10-year-old helmet is just as good as it was when it was brand new.
Like, I don't understand. From that time forward, I never understood where that logic comes from. Because it's almost like, is your helmet a boiled egg? Like, there's a date on it and how long it lasts?
If
you're just a rider, you're riding. You take your helmet off, put it on. Okay? And you've been mildly... You know, you're not abusive to it or anything. So then why do you have to replace it?
Well, I guess it's more the interior part of it. Now, why don't they make them... Why don't these helmets come with replacement
Hopefully
parts?
Somebody out there is listening.
So you could take the inside out and put a new inside in.
But is that the reason?
I totally concur.
Dude,
totally
I've had helmets that are like almost 10 years old.
I know.
And they're fine. They're fine.
I don't think it's the outer casing. I think it's the inner casing that they're worried about.
It's everything. It's all everything inside the
And why
itself.
Don't they make it that it's replaceable?
Yeah, and if you're spending $1,000, I better not fucking have to replace it every 2 years.
That is my complaint with
you know
the
what I'm
expensive
saying?
Helmets. Right.
That's
why
a
I will
shit right there.
I will never own a $1,000 or $500 helmet.
Yeah,
never.
Because they better tell me, oh, if you're spending this much money on it, then you can. It's good for 12 years.
Now, I will say this. After a while, the helmet will get uncomfortable. I can say that. I can agree with that. Because I know my half helmet, the one that Sims Design did the whole thing for me on. Well, I can't wear that helmet anymore because it is now uncomfortable.
Really?
Because it hurts my head. But it hurts my head in the way that it's just the foam on the helmet, it hurts my head now.
Did your head get fatter?
My head, maybe it did get fatter. I don't know. But it just hurts. So I won't wear that helmet anymore. Now, my three-quarter helmet, which I got in 1994.
Still is great.
It still is very comfortable. And it fits me fine. But according to Snell, I should have thrown that thing out a long time ago. And I don't understand. Now, I won't wear a three-quarter helmet. But I don't understand.
Call me wrong. I don't know how it takes to design a helmet. But I just think it seems wonky.
Right. If you're listening.
Is that a sales pitch?
Give me your opinion. How much did you pay for your helmet? And will you be replacing it in 3 to 5 years?
No. I will not be replacing it unless, God forbid, I get into an accident and break.
Now, I understand they say if you drop your helmet, you should get rid of it and stop using it.
That's ridiculous. You know how many people do that?
I know.
Everybody.
How many times have you dropped your helmet?
And it's accidental.
Times.
I mean,
right, it's not
really?
Like
so they say if you drop your helmet, get a new one.
You should not using it. Anymore.
That's ridiculous.
Because it's damaged.
Then what kind of crappy fucking design are you making your helmet with?
Well, I guess they're saying that you've compromised its integrity.
Pretty much, yes, exactly.
But you know what? I don't think so. I don't.
I don't know.
And the guys in SNL can't. I don't. They basically repeat what you just said. Compromise the integrity. To what degree?
Right.
Right. I mean, it's not like
I
you're
bet
hitting.
You would find that you, if like you, if you're just walking, and you and it drops
a foot out
bullshit.
Of your hand, right? A couple feet out
that
of your hand.
Bullshit.
And their response to that is, and you say, well, compromise the integrity. Well, like,
design
how
a better
do you know?
Fucking helmet.
And their answer to that is, well, do you want to have an accident with that on your head and try to find out?
Yeah. Well, if I'm crashing, crashing at 12 inches, okay, at 2 miles an hour, and your helmet fails, fuck you and your helmet company.
That's right.
Don't
because
hold
when I crash on a motorcycle, it's probably going to be about 40 fucking miles an hour at full fucking body weight hitting the ground. So that means fuck your helmet.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your shit helmet.
I agree.
Right? I mean,
I just
you're saying, I can't, that's ridiculous.
And this was where I come to
and
these.
And who can afford to do that?
Right.
Like, imagine you just buy the helmet. You take it home. Look, hon, look at my new helmet.
See,
oh, gotta
but
buy a new one.
But you're
gotta buy a new one.
But you're talking to salesmen. You're not talking to
it's
people.
Like a,
let me take it a step further. Let me take it a step further. Now, companies are now selling these integrated helmets that has the communication system built into it. Now you're spending $1,200 to have that.
Oh yeah,
Cena.
I saw them at Cycle Gear.
The Cena. You know the what is it? The S30.
You know, like $700 helmets to start.
$1,200 for the integrated setup. So now you've got this beautiful helmet that has the communication system already built into it.
So you accidentally drop it.
And
you take it out of box.
Now you've had this helmet for 3 years and it's perfect. You've had this helmet now for 5 years. Now they're going, you should really get rid of that.
That's bullshit.
What? Now I got the integrated communication system. I'm supposed to get rid of this now?
Bullshit.
Well, the way technology advances, it's probably not going to be outdated anyway. So,
but if it's, like I said, well, for example, we have the SMH-10
right.
Communications. They work fine.
Right.
Right. And I will use that for as long as possible.
Nice. Right,
so
exactly.
Why would I get rid of it?
I don't get it.
This is where I think more research has to come out.
Well, you know, you got to remember, it's coming from salespeople.
Yeah,
that's right. And they didn't make no money by not selling
Tim's
the shit.
Right.
So that's all
but
it's about.
But you're also, I mean, that's a crock of shit, man. I mean, there's no fucking way.
For example, I want to get a new helmet, not because my helmet's 3 years old and I should have a new helmet. Because I want to.
Right.
Because I want, I've seen
there's
other
no,
helmets
okay,
that I
that,
like.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
But don't tell me that if you drop your fucking helmet or you should get your helmet every goddamn, get the stupid.
Now, what's going to happen?
What kind of piece of shit helmet are you making?
Right. No, so what's going to happen to the old helmet when I do get that? Am I going to use it anymore? Probably not. I'll just put it on the shelf and it'll
sit
there.
Hey, there you go. We all know novelty helmets. I've had them. Those are the helmets that you can afford to replace every year or every month.
Right.
Yeah, because of that
cheap. $20.
Fine.
But a $1,000 helmet, fuck you.
No.
Replace it every year.
No, replace it every 3 to 5 years.
That's even ridiculous. Come on.
Again, everybody said it's all about your safety.
Yeah, bullshit. Come
on. What do it have to do with how much you ride, too?
Yeah, what if you're... Okay, yeah, exactly. What if you... all right, you're Mr.
Jet setter guy, so
you're traveling all over the place, but you honestly only ride maybe between 5,000 and 10,000 a year. You're a rider,
but you're not small. Right. Well, you know,
five to ten, little rider.
5,000 to 10,000 miles a year isn't horrible. That's some good mileage. If you're riding, I'll say if you're riding less than 3,000 miles a year.
But that's not fair. I was riding less than 3,000 miles.
But again, for example,
a mile of work
right,
every day.
Right. For example, right. Exactly. Is it the amount of distance that you're doing on a bike, or is the amount of time that you're on the bike?
Yeah, but that's either or the whole replacing.
It's
got to
be time. It can't be just time to use it.
I just think it's because it literally just makes it like then you. I don't understand the design.
Well, again, we'll use you as an example. You rode a mile to work and a mile from work. And literally, how much time were you on the bike?
15 minutes tops.
Total. And from. Total. So in that case, if you kept that up and you ride for what, maybe 4 or 5 months total at doing that? The helmet's not getting that much use.
Right.
How can you have to replace it after 5 years?
I just don't agree with it. Anyway. Even if he was riding 20 miles, I don't get it. I just don't agree with it. I think that's a salesman's pitch, like Tim said.
Like, I understand that, you know, your bodily, you know, oils
even still,
or whatever.
And you know, the foam eventually
deteriorates.
It starts to settle in around your head.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like you said, Tim, let's make the interior parts replaceable.
Right. Which they don't. Well, they won't do that because then you're coming down to the sales part. They want you to buy a new helmet.
Right.
That's what I think all this revolves around.
Well, let's say, for example,
let's cut through the bullshit.
Well, some companies now are making removable liners.
Yeah.
So you can wash the liner.
And they should.
My full face helmet, you cannot remove the liner.
Yeah. See,
so basically, I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Can you remove the liner out of your helmet?
Nope. I'm telling you, it's like you said.
And you can't either, right?
That's the business.
It's a business.
Because you don't want to sell a great helmet, even if you do. I mean, you don't want people not to come back and buy another helmet every year. So you're going to sell some bullshit.
So let me ask you this again. Is your strap attached to the helmet or attached to the inner lining?
My strap on my...
It's a trap. It's
attached to the helmet.
Mine,
like if you look at mine, you'll see the cushion and you'll see the straps go... In,
yeah, it's attached. It's attached to the shell. It's attached to the shell.
So what's inside the shell should be pulled down onto your head anyway. So why is it not replaceable?
They make it that
you
way.
Say you can always use Velcro inside to keep it from moving.
That costs money. The pressure
of it holding it on is going to keep it on anyway.
Right.
That costs
money. So it's not going to move.
Exactly.
So there's no reason for it. They're just doing it because it's a money grab.
Yeah, it is.
They don't want to do so. Let's all invent a helmet where we can remove the inner lining and replace the inner lining.
They're probably out there already. Bet you're expensive.
You know, you're right. That would be either because
they're probably expensive shit too.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm looking to buy a new helmet. But any helmet that I'm looking at right now that I like is over $300. I'm
going,
I don't want to spend that kind of money.
No, because not if you're going to have to replace it. It just makes no sense. There's no financial sense to it.
And well, I wouldn't. See, that doesn't... This whole topic, by the way, doesn't go to bearing to me because I think it's a crock of shit.
Yeah.
My helmet... I don't know. My helmet looks fine. It's fine. It's fine. Okay?
Right. I don't know.
You want to be a real cynic prick about it? The helmet's even a full face. It's just so you look good in the coffin.
Okay. Wow.
All right. Ooh. So your face is pretty in that coffin.
Well, yeah. You know, I got it. This is my moneymaker right now. Not really, because if it was, I'd be in trouble.
You know?
I am in trouble. Maybe that's
like
problem.
That fucking crappy helmet that I had the accident with. That, you know, it might have fucking shattered. It's all fine. I still have it at home. I don't wear it, though. But it worked.
Yeah.
It kept my brain from coming out of my skull.
I think that's the idea. I don't know. Yeah, because I was looking at the bullet helmet, the Bell bullet helmet.
That's a nice helmet.
But it's $550.
Yeah, I know.
And I know.
And if you drop it, taking it out of the box, you got
to
replace it.
I like Bell products. I've always been a fan of Bell products.
Yeah,
and I even like Bilt helmets. I even like their stuff. And they're good quality helmets, but. You're not going to find one of their helmets in my budget that I like. My budget is right around $150. That's the budget I'm comfortable with spending on a helmet. But you're not going to find one in that budget made by a reputable, good company. You know, if you get something for $100, chances are the Wing Chow made it.
Yep.
You know.
Oh, I don't know. Say it right inside the helmet.
Yeah, it'll say, Wing Chow made this helmet. I don't know.
All right.
What's going on over there, Tim?
Okay.
All right, so we got the International Motorcycle Show coming up here in New York City starting Friday.
Are you going?
Saturday, Sunday. I will be there at the Jacob Javits Center here
Friday,
in New York
right?
on Friday. Okay. I'll be there bright and early, probably around 9-ish a.m., and I'm going to catch the media day, get my free lunch, and get the hell out of there. Suzuki's got some cool stuff going on that they're going to be showing off, and... Ducati is going to be showing off some
Who
cool
wasn't
stuff.
There last year? Are they going to be there this
Triumph
year?
Was not there last year, and I'm hoping that they are this year because I really want to see their stuff. I know Harley-Davidson is going to be there, and hopefully they have the live wire. I'm really excited to see the live wire. We're going to find out, but I will be there. I don't know if you guys are planning on going. If you didn't sign up as media, you might be too late.
I can't get out of work.
No, I can't get out of work either.
Well, I have off. Next week... Well, we'll be on vacation, so I won't be around.
Lucky you.
Yeah, Cheap Thrills Motorcycle Swap Meet is coming up February 2nd. I know it's a little early to announce that, but if you're going to be in Asbury Park area on February 2nd, you'll want to be there. That is a really cool-ass event to attend. It's really cool. Now, December 10th, yeah, that's in 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today. You know what we're doing. Come on.
Yes, we're doing the Christmas show.
This is going to be our big Christmas Motorcycle Men Fat Ass Santa Christmas giveaway.
That's right.
We're giving away
a lot of sponsors.
We're giving away products from Road ID. Road ID has given me gift certificates. Chris, you hear that?
Yeah.
Road ID has given me gift certificates towards some of their products. Rever is giving away a full year pro subscription to their service. Butler Maps will be providing some goodies. Surefire Designs is going to be giving away. Remember our friend Joe G?
Of course.
Joe G
did a great job on my seat.
Yes, and he did my seat as well. Joe G is going to be giving away a set of lids for a Harley-Davidson Bagger motorcycle. Now, if you go to Surefire Designs, just check out his website, and you're going to get an idea of what he can do. His really beautiful products. Again, Tobacco Motorwear is giving away a pair of jeans.
Nice.
And we have some other stuff we're going to be giving away as well, and yet to be announced. But we have we're going to have some Harley Davidson stuff going to be coming from Bergen Harley Davidson. We might have some stuff coming from Ocean County Harley Davidson. Yeah, and we might have some other really cool stuff given away. So we're going to have the sign up sheets going to be available. It's going to be on the website as soon as your ears hear this. Go to the Motorcycle Men website at motorcyclemen.us.
Yes.
And go to the contest page and sign up. We need your name, your full name. We need your name and, of course, your email address. Otherwise, if your name's not
direct listed, contact information.
Direct contact information, because we'll be announcing this. Now, here's the thing. This is between 7:30 and 9 o'clock. We're going to go from 8. We're going to go 8 o'clock because Justin can't get here until
8 o'clock.
8 to 9.
So we're going to go from 8 to 9. 8 to 9, maybe 8 to 9.
The exact date is the 6th?
10th. December 10th.
And ladies and gentlemen, these times have no bearing on you.
No, they do. Because we're going to be live on Mixlr. We're going to be streaming live on Mixlr from 8 o'clock to 9:30. And we're going to announce the winners on the show. And you're going to have your opportunity to call in if you want and say hi. Wish
or
us a Merry
tell
Christmas.
Us to go F off.
Or tell us to go F off, whatever you want. So, again, it's going to be on Mixlr. All this information will be in on the website and also in the show notes. We're going
to
make sure.
Will people be able to call in?
They will be able to call in.
You just said that.
I just said that. My God. Mom.
I'm talking to my son. I can't help it.
Well,
all right. Let's just end the goddamn podcast.
No, this is good.
Let's go.
Where's Woody? Woody's lost. He's gone.
Yeah, let's give up on Woody for now.
Oh, by the way, speaking of, we talked last week about doing the Motor Men Naked calendar for.
What did people say?
People want it.
Oh Christ!
I got two. You know what? I found out we have more than two female listeners. We have quite a few female listeners. Actually,
oh, really?
Yes, we do.
God bless them.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be naked. We could just do a calendar with just.
Well, no, me and my big fucking mouth.
One woman said that she wants to see the what did she call it? A himbo calendar, not a bimbo calendar, but a
himbo
calendar.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
She wants a himbo calendar. So we're gonna think about it. We're looking into it. We're gonna see what we can do.
Dress up like the
I have a great idea that each we go into a we find a nice good studio thing kind of whatever and we in different types of sets per the month and we dress up whatever
right,
the case
right,
may
right.
be right and then we have the motorcycle hide our parts whatever it is and just like maybe you know whatever so I don't know
now you're getting into it
it's way more involved
me and my big fucking mouth
you and your big freaking mouth man I'm telling you. Go check out the Facebook page at Motorcycle Men Podcast on Facebook. And
yes,
of course the
check
website is motorcyclemen.us. You can email us at motomenpc@gmail.com. Please go to iTunes and give us a rating on iTunes and check it out. And please don't forget to check out all of our friends, fellow bloggers and podcasters and video bloggers out there. They do great things to promote and encourage our sport and passion.
All right. So, again, by the way, that December 10th show is going to be our last one for the year. But then we're going to take about a month off.
Nice. Because that's the last month of the month.
Yeah.
Last month of the year.
Yeah. And I got some interviews coming up. I had a couple interviews scheduled this week. A couple of them got canceled because of scheduling problems. But they will be back probably after the first of the year. If you've never heard of Henry Cole, check out Henry Cole, TV presenter from Britain. He's going to be on the show. And that's it. I got another interview coming up next week, and that will be on, and we're going to have that. And then we got our 10th show, and we're out. I am Ted, host of the Motorcycle Men podcast here in the V-Twin Cafe. You know, Mom hates that. Every time that I call or text, she hears that. And all of her people that she lives in the area, they want to know what the hell that noise is. And it's you know, my sound. Did you know that your sound is the monkey? The monkey?
Yeah. Anyway. All right.
And I'm here with Tim Buck, too.
Ride like nobody sees you. I can't talk over Chris's noise because he doesn't know how to stop
and of
act
course,
like a civilized human being.
Chris,
because all he's thinking about is the stupid gift certificates.
Yes, gift certificates are awesome because I never get them. Chris, the 12-year-old Joker. Chris, you have anything to say before we go out?
Gift certificate.
Gift certificate. And of course, also for Justin Shoes, who's not here.
Shut the fuck up!
That was, you know, for the first time since I've been doing that sound, it came through crystal clear, nice and loud. All right.
All right, folks. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Be here.
Big
Don't forget.
Christmas spectacular.
Don't forget, we're giving away a lot of stuff. Be here December 10th, right?
Right.
And remember, boys and girls, we say stupid crap so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gift certificate.